glass of water is disgusting looking. That used to happen a lot because I think the dental care was certainly not what it is now. And then you have people who eventually lost their teeth because they didn't take care of them. And they didn't take care of them because they were afraid to go to the dentist. They hated it, so they just didn't go. No reason for that anymore. I can tell you after 39 years as a patient, Ballast Dental Care puts an end to that anxiety and that fear. Rest is up to you. Make an appointment. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat and that happy tune? Is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Come on, Bart. Remember what Vince Lombardi said. If you lose, you're out of the family.
Homer!
Oh.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, Tuesday edition, here on the Big 550 KTRS. Frank and the gang are still off on their Mexican vacation, so I get to play for a few hours. I am Paul Harris. Thank you very much for listening. Johnny Lomax is filling in for Ian at the control board. And Frank Ladd, who yesterday was filling in for Dan in the producer's room, is on jury duty today and just checked in to tell us he's been sitting there since 8 o'clock this morning and has never been called and is not got anything going on, although, as I recall from my day of jury duty, at the end of the day, if they haven't called you, you're done. I guess we'll get the story from him tomorrow. So since Frank's not here, Tim Weiland has come out of the airplane to join us here in the studio. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Paul. And I think Frank's going to be doing this again tomorrow since he didn't get called today.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's what he said.
When I got called to Clayton a couple of years ago, it was just one day and done.
But I thought they didn't call you because of who you are.
No.
I thought you said that one time.
No, it doesn't work that way. When your name comes up in the rotation, they just call you based on a number, I think. Might have been by name. I can't remember. But they didn't find out that I was a broadcaster until I actually got into the jury room.
Oh, okay.
And then they're doing the voir dire of the potential jurors, and both the prosecutor and the defense attorney, or the plaintiff's attorney in a civil case and the defense attorney, they have a printout of who the jurors are who are sitting in the box, and it tells them, you know, what your name is, what your town is, and what your profession is. And that was the time I was in there, and I'm sitting, and there are 12 or 14 of us waiting in the box to be chosen to go on to the jury. And I know that there's no chance they're going to choose me. And sure enough, the defense attorney, it's his turn. He says, Mr. Harris. I said, yes, sir. He said, he's looking at his paperwork. Mr. Harris? Yes. I enjoy your radio show. You're excused.
That's great.
That was it.
Oh, that's awesome.
They do not want people in the media in there.
I've been in jury duty three times or so in the city.
Yeah.
And I've wasted 2 days sitting around reading and doing nothing. And then the one time I made it to a panel, it was just like you said, where they line them up in the box. And if you make it into the box or in the first row, you're good shot. You're going to make it on that jury unless you're excluded.
Yeah.
And that they were getting excluded left and right, and my seat's moving closer and closer and closer to the box. And they're kind of polling the crowd and asking kind of general questions. And I was like, oh, this is it. I got to tell you. I think it was a sexual assault case, and they were asking about would you have to have a witness in order to buy one side of the story. And I was immediately raising my hand. Yes. and gave my opinion, which I was honest about, and I felt honestly about, and they were like, thank you, opinionated weird guy. go to lunch. And
it's the opinionated part that they don't want.
That's exactly it.
Which is why they don't want anybody in the media, particularly somebody who does this for a living. They don't want that in the jury room. They don't want you to be the one who sways everybody else. They don't want a Henry Fonda in 12 Angry Men. That's who they do not want in the jury room.
That's been my advice to everyone who has to go and doesn't want, you know, and thinks it's a drag. I was like, well, if you get a chance to speak up and speak your mind, and they're probably going to go, oh, great. Yeah, we're done.
You see, I would like to serve on a jury sometime. I would like to have that experience. One of the things, I talk about this all the time, I'm fascinated by process. I like to see how this is done. Step one, step two, step three, step four. Now, I'm not going to go down to the courthouse and sit in the audience seats and watch what goes on there.
Not that interested.
But. Well, I think that would be interesting to do, but I would want to know what it's like from the inside. I want that insider's perspective.
To be a part of it, yeah.
So I would like to do it, but I only want to do it for one day.
Just till lunch.
I don't want to get on, well, we've got a mass murderer, and we'll be here for 3 months.
You're sequestered.
Yeah, no sequestering. Boy.
But then the other
if
side
I can't
of that-
go home to my DVR and my laptop, no, we don't have a deal. I'm busy tonight. I'm sorry, Your Honor.
And the other side of that coin is, though, Paul, what if you got stuck on some boring corporate lawsuit settlement kind of thing, you know? And
yeah, like I said, if it's one day, I can do I can do 8 or 9 hours of boredom.
Okay.
That'll be okay. Tim, have you ever been on a jury?
I have not. I've been called several times for the county, and I was raising my kids at the time, a stay-home dad, and then I got called for the federal.
Excuse me, is that an excuse that gets you off jury duty if you're a single parent raising the kids?
I wasn't even a
married parent. I mean, if you're the stay-at-home mom or dad?
Yeah, because I was, you know, I'm at home with the kids during the day, worked at night.
Uh-huh.
So, and then I got called for federal about 2 years ago, and I was ready to go. It was you're on call for 2 weeks. And I was going to go, and then I got a letter saying the whatever, it's postponed, and I didn't have to show up.
Mm.
So
the only other time I was called for jury duty and got there and got into the room, it was, we were there 15 seconds, just long enough for the judge to say, ladies and gentlemen, this case has been settled. Thank you for your time.
Very nice.
We didn't know what kind of case it was. It was obviously a civil case, or maybe it was a criminal case and somebody pleaded out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But 15 seconds, and then everybody was like, so do we have to come back tomorrow? And the person in the jury room said, as long as you walk into that courtroom and sit in one of those seats, your obligation is done.
Good.
So it was like, you know, you could hear the whole group go, woohoo, we're out of here. We're done. Coming up on the show today, Bill Cleveland. Mike Evans is off all week long, so again, I've asked Kate Meehan from Celeb Dirty Laundry to join me. That'll be later on. I've got Knuckleheads in the News. I've got the Harris Challenge. It's Tuesday, so Joe Hipperson, our movie review guy, will be along for New Release Tuesday, not just DVDs and downloads, but music stuff as well. I wanted to talk about this the other day when Ian and Dan were here, because they are both vaping with these e-cigarettes.
I turned Ian on to it.
So you do it?
Yeah, I had quit smoking quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And I had been using an e-cig off and on. Mm-hmm. It wasn't very, it didn't give you the satisfaction or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I had quit smoking, it was an internal battle every time I smoked a cigarette. Like the internal monologues going, you know you're a scumbag, right?
Devil on one side. Yeah,
and devil on
the
devil on both sides going, dude, come on. You stink.
Yeah.
You know, among other things. And I turned Ian onto it, and I was like, dude, you guys stink. I was like, you know, you smoke every break. And he was like, I need to do it. But I'm waiting to see, too, what comes out. You know, it's not FDA approved.
Right,
and there's,
right.
Who knows?
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up here. And I'm going to open up the phone lines. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Because the one thing I noticed about Ian, who then got Dan to do it, every hour when we would get to the top of the hour news, they would run outside of the building and they would each have a cigarette. So during the show, of course, they couldn't smoke, couldn't light up in the studio, couldn't light up in the building, technically.
Near the doorway.
Right. Couldn't do that. They used to be able to several years ago, but then the entire building here, not just the radio station, but the entire building went smoke-free. But here's what I noticed when I was in here with them last Friday. They both now have e-cigarettes, and they are sucking away on these things through the entire show. I mean, we'd be talking about something, and I'd look over, and they would both be, you know, have that thing in their mouth, and they'd have that vapor coming out. And I can't help but wonder if they are doing it because they want to quit smoking tobacco, but if they're actually ending up doing more harm to themselves, because before they were only having one cigarette an hour, and now they're constantly sucking on this e-cigarette. So I'm curious about whether other people have noticed this with their colleagues at work, because I'm sure that there are people who are in corporate cubicle jobs who you walk down past the cubicles and you see little puffs of steam.
I've been guilty of that. And then someone comes with, something's on fire.
But
no, it's not smoke.
But you're not smoke. Are you still vaping?
Yeah, yes.
But you're not going to do it during the show.
No, I think it's probably born from the smoker's guilt, too.
Yeah.
I think in a way. And it's like a respect thing where you talked about someone sitting next to you at the poker table and saying, can I smoke this? You know, asking permission, even though they technically probably have, you know, they have the right to do it. I think I still sport a little bit of that guilt, and I'm not that much of a rebel to be like, yeah, it's not smoking. I'm smoking it where I want.
I wonder how long it's going to be before some places ban that, because you don't even have to get up from your desk now to take a smoke break.
I heard a story that I believe they banned it. Did SIUE?
SIU, they did.
Yeah,
they banned you. It's just like a cigarette. No smoking inside. No smoking within 15 feet of the building.
Really?
Yeah. They just came out Friday, Saturday. Something.
Yeah.
Just came out within the last 5 days.
314-969-KTRS 1-888-550-KTRS cell phone *KTRS. Jake, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
I just switched over to that e-cig myself.
Yeah.
Now, see, I like to smoke, but I want to quit smoking cigarettes for the health reasons. My fiance is pregnant, and so far, I'm like a week and a half, and I'm like your co-workers there on this e-cig nonstop. So I don't even take my normal smoke breaks. I'm just stuck on this thing.
And do you think to yourself, well, you know what? I'm still sucking nicotine into my lungs, and now I'm probably doing it more than I was before. I'm not getting the other 4,000 chemicals that are in there, but I'm getting, I'm like mainlining nicotine now.
Yeah, I just got to thinking about that. Yeah, and I'm more relaxed. I'll tell you that much.
you're more relaxed
all the time.
That's because you're not wondering how many more minutes on my smoke break.
Right. Exactly. Or it's not trying to hurry up and get a bunch of stuff done before it's time to go, but.
Now,
you know, but it's definitely, I smell better, I feel better already.
Where you work, Jake, has anybody said, hey, not in the office?
Nope. No, as a matter of fact, there's lots of people in there around that have them.
Interesting. I'm glad you called, Jake. Thanks.
All right,
thank you.
I will tell you where one of the offices I do traffic, They got a phone call from their main office in Chicago, and they said they had a conference call, and they said, you know what, there's been concern about e-cigarettes in the workplace. And so they had to check with human resources and things like that, and they implemented the same thing. There were people in there that were worried about the vapor possibly harming their health, the secondhand vapor, which, I don't know.
Nobody knows. That's the problem.
I know. And so they've implemented no smoking in the building. You know,
interesting.
Same thing.
Interesting. Bill, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, I think, you know, all these companies are following the same guidelines of smoking. My wife works for BJC, and you can't smoke one of those e-cigarettes anywhere on their company property. Not in your car, not anywhere.
Not in your car?
No. Oh, that's, you're on their property.
Wow.
How about that? I mean, every place that I have heard of, they are as socially unacceptable as tobacco products. If there's other places that allow it, that's a rarity. That's not common.
Because I see people smoking them all over the place, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if they're like in a store or a tavern or something, but man, it's frowned upon everywhere else.
I would expect it to be at BJC. They are, of course, in the healthcare business, and so they're going to go, you know what? Not so much with that on our property.
Right.
All right, Bill. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
Speaking of in the car, Washington State is considering a measure that would make it illegal for anybody to smoke anything while they're in the car with kids. The bill says smokers who light up a cigarette, a pipe, a cigar, or an e-cigarette in a moving or parked car with a minor inside could be fined $125 for the first offense, $250 after that. I did not know that there are already five states, Arkansas, California, Louisiana, Maine, and Oregon, that have banned smoking in cars when kids are present. Now, this one makes a lot of sense to me. You know, you're taking your kid to school in the morning, maybe lighting up on the way, and having them suck down the secondhand smoke from their car seat isn't such a great idea. Australia, Canada, South Africa, Tasmania, Cyprus, the United Arab Emirates, some of the countries that have banned all smoking. Well, I'm not just talking about e-cigarettes, but all smoking when you have kids in the car. That's something I think is a good idea.
I got line 3 and 4 switch, so Ben is on line 3.
All right. Ben, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, thank you. I thought the purpose of the e-cigarette is to wean yourself off of cigarettes, but the nicotine that you put in, that they call it the juice, you can, there's percentages of strength. And you start out with 90, down to 80, to 70, 60, and then eventually you wean yourself off of it. Now, if somebody just constantly is at a 70 or 80%, other than all the other chemicals that's in a cigarette, I don't know why they would go to an e-cigarette except to smoke wherever they want to smoke. But
well, I think that the idea for some people was, I'm going to wean myself off of tobacco, and I'm going to do this, and then eventually they are planning on cutting down exactly the way you're talking about. But there's another factor at play here. Now, remember when, I'm guessing you're old enough to remember this, Ben, smoking was cool?
Oh, yeah. Some people still think it is, a kid.
Yeah, well, now e-cigarettes are cool, and there are people who, you know, would never smoke a cigarette. It's, you know where it started? It started with hookah bars. Because they would go, my daughter would do this sometimes. She'd go down to the Loop. There were a couple of hookah bars down there. She and her friends would sit around, and they'd be sucking on this mash mush stuff that was in there that was, you know, lit. And she was not inhaling it. She would, you know, suck it into her mouth and then blow it out like cigar smokers do.
Right.
So that's kind of like the first entry-level step. But now we got that new entry-level step, or maybe the 1B, if you will, which is these e-cigarettes, which I think a lot of people are starting to do because it's cool, and they think, well, it's not tobacco, so I'm not really smoking, so I'm not really hurting myself, and I'm not hurting anybody else because the vapor that comes out doesn't have any of that stuff in it.
Well, some people might think it's better because it really wasn't the nicotine that was really that bad for you. It was the 100 other chemicals like arsenic and all this other stuff they was putting in there to try to actually hook you. And so I think they think they're actually doing something healthier by doing an e-cigarette and omitting all the other chemicals that was in the cigarette.
Yeah, healthier, maybe. Healthy, no.
No.
All right, Ben, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thank you.
Here's Steve on the Big 550. Hello.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi.
Hey, a couple of questions. Well, one, the way I've been a smoker since I've been very young. And the steam, everybody saying that these are the same as smoking is, I've never heard of anybody get steamed to death because it steams nicotine and you inhale the nicotine. People die in house fires. Most of the time they die from smoke inhalation. There's no smoke that comes out of it. It's steam.
Yep.
I've never seen anybody go into a Turkey bath and come out and dead because they got overwhelmed by vapors. I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's the healthiest thing. I'm actually trying to wean myself off. This is my second week on it right now, and I am hitting it less than I'd be at work, and I'm a construction worker, and you'd have just a pause for a second from work, and you'd grab and hurry up and fire up a smoke, and it got to the habit. Every time I had a pause, I just fire up a smoke.
Yep.
Well, this thing I just have in my pocket, and I'll take one hit, and I put it back in my pocket again, and I won't even hit it again. You know, it's not like I have a full cigarette hanging out of my mouth where I'm taking a puff every, you know, 30 seconds because it's hanging out of my mouth. Now I'm working with my hands, and I have to have my cigarette in my mouth the whole time. I've been hitting this thing less, and I think it's really going to help me get off of it.
And your plan is eventually to stop vaping as well, right?
Correct. I'm trying to get off the nicotine, and I do feel a lot better. In the 2 weeks that I've done it, I feel a lot better, and I wake up in the morning and I feel better because I'm not taking in all the other poisons.
Yeah.
No, I'm just taking in nicotine, which is a drug. It's not, and it's all it does is, from my knowledge, nicotine elevates your metabolism, and that's where you get the rush. It's just a drug. It's not, I'm not taking in anything super harmful, like arsenic or all the other stuff they put in them.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that in. So I have been feeling better, and I am going to try to wean myself off of it.
Yeah, well, the nicotine is also addictive, though. That's what kept people addicted to cigarettes for all those years. So you're still going to have to fight against the addictive qualities of the thing you're putting into your body, right?
Oh, correct. I've tried to quit many, many, many times, and I'm good with this. I can do it in the house, which isn't a big deal. I put it down. It's not lit, so you don't feel like you have to keep hitting it.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a lit cigarette, you got to hit it.
Yep.
Okay? This, I just put down, and I'll be doing dishes or cooking, and all of a sudden I'll pick it up, and I'll just take one hit, and I don't have to go outside and sit there and go, and hurry up, hot box it, because I got to get back inside. So it's been helping me out a lot.
Yeah, I'm glad you called, Steve. Thanks. I think a lot of smokers are probably doing this because this winter's been so cold, they don't want to have to go outside and do the smoker's gauntlet, standing 15 feet away from the door to the building, freezing their butts off, literally.
I think the point he made about the amount, too, is, let me ask you that about Ian and Dan. So you were saying you were seeing it often, but then I think if you kind of compare that to the average amount of drags they would take from a lit cigarette every hour, and it seems like they're probably just spacing that amount of drags over.
I don't know. It seemed pretty constant in here last Friday. Just my observation. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. More of your calls coming up.
Meet me.
First, let's go 7 feet away from me to the traffic desk where Tim Weiland is sitting.
All right, Paul, they've just cleared an accident that was on eastbound 270 at Lindbergh. It had a couple lanes blocked. Right now, that's open now. But you are backing up just a little bit east of McDonald. We've got a new crash. Two right lanes are blocked on southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway. And it looks like we're starting to get a slowdown right about Ladue. And there's a lot of traffic coming down that way. And if you're coming in on westbound 44 from the Museo Bridge, you're only down to one lane as you go through the depressed section, so you're jammed up from the Museo Bridge to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. It's Chevy President's Day. Stop into your local Chevy dealer to check out the favorites like the 2014 Silverado, Cruze, Malibu, or Equinox, and take advantage of President's Day cash today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
These days, going to the dentist can be practically painless.
Gee, that didn't hurt a bit.
Until they hand you the bill.
Ow!
Because if you don't have dental insurance, you could be spending a lot of money. Even just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now you can get dental insurance for less than $1 a day. Real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-700-0316. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. This is the pain-free way to get coverage for less than $1 a day. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-700-0316. 1-800-700-0316.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from LLC.com. 1-800-400-5017.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. LLC.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-400-5017. 1-800-400-5017. That's 1-800-400-5017.
It is a biting, sharp, fiercely funny play about a young novelist returning home at holiday time to talk about the story she's written about her family, which is not easy sledding.
Stephen Wolf, artistic director at The Rep, discussing Other Desert Cities.
This play, Other Desert Cities, was heralded as the best new play by the New York Times last year. The story implicates the family and tells some family secrets. Secrets don't necessarily play well with all of the family.
Things get bumpy when a promising young novelist returns home to get her family's approval of her newest work. Politics, lies, and regrets collide in this Pulitzer Prize-nominated play.
It is a powerhouse play, a powerful story, strong family emotions. It is full of wit. It is clever. It's funny. It is unforgettable. It's powerful theater.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Other Desert Cities playing February 12th through March 9th, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
Hurt on a job or in a car wreck? Let the experienced lawyers at Brown & Brown help you. You know our law firm. My brother's a lawyer with the eye patch. At Brown & Brown, we can help you so you can concentrate on getting better. We'll take care of the rest. You can go to our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or to speak with an attorney, in Missouri, our phone number is all threes, 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. And always remember, at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Again? Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-readers. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Andy Strickland.
And former Blue Jamal Mayers.
Don't be the last to know the scoop. Tune in for Hockey Sense live from O.B. Clark's in Brentwood.
Where I'll be giving fans the details of the game, breaking down trends around the league, what it takes to win on a nightly basis, along with breaking down the challenges of what is a marathon season, 82 games.
Who's being traded, who's hurt, who's hot, who's not. Find out here.
Hockey Sense, Tuesday night at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Tuesday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris filling in for Frank. Johnny's behind the board filling in for Ian. Tim's in the corner booth there filling in for Dan. And you can fill in for whoever you like. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. We were talking about e-cigarettes and the habits of people who are smoking them now. Several callers have said they're using it because they want to quit smoking tobacco, and eventually they're going to quit vaping as well. And I was curious about workplaces that have banned it, because you don't have the secondhand smoke thing. You don't have your neighbor in the next cubicle complaining, oh, man, because of you, I go home and my clothes all smell like cigarette ashes. So I'll go back to the phones here, but I saw this story just a moment ago on yahootech.com. There is a new e-cigarette that you can use to receive phone calls. It's a Bluetooth e-cigarette called the Super Smoker. It costs $108. It connects to your Bluetooth-enabled device like your phone. It has a speaker, a microphone, volume control buttons, and a Bluetooth button. Company says that when your device is connected, you can stream music from Spotify or YouTube through the e-cigarette speaker. Incoming calls will cause the cigarette to buzz and vibrate. You could talk to your friend without having to place the cigarette to your mouth or ear by the built-in speaker and mic. I'm guessing it's like talking to somebody on a smartphone's speakerphone. Everybody else around you will be able to hear it. It does say that you should have the microphone close during a call, but if it's an e-cigarette, you're pretty much used to having that thing next to your mouth, aren't you? So $108. Ian told me the one that he got costs about that much. How much was yours?
Oh, I'm cheap. I might have paid $35 at the beginning.
So you have one of those little ones with the like a blue thing?
No, it's similar to what Dan has. Right here, it looks like a pen.
Oh, yeah.
And then I had to buy a replacement because I dropped it and chipped the piece.
Would you ever buy something like this, a Bluetooth e-cigarette?
Paul, I think that the Bluetooth earpiece is ridiculous. Don't get me started on Google Glass, or much less the Bluetooth e-cig.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. Gerard, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, Paul, can you hear me okay? I have you on speakerphone.
I've got you. You don't have me on speaker cig, do you?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm not on your speaker cigarette, am I?
Well, it worked. It's all right. No, no, but I was just going to say, I don't know anything about the e-cigarette, but I quit smoking February 16th, 1963. And I think a lot of it's mental more than it is anything as far as quitting smoking.
Wow, 51 years ago, this week.
And did you 21. Do? Did you do it cold?
Well, we don't have Dan to do the math.
Did you do it cold turkey?
No, I did not. I can't share my story. Do you mind if I know it's not very very exciting, but I, I probably threw 20. Well, I don't know how many packs of cigarettes away at that time. $1.25 a piece made me sick, and I just quit. 20, 30 times.
Yep.
But I think what really got you that, well, I wanted to really quit, but I read a book. Like I said, I think it was more mental for me anyway. Well, it was both. It's just physically, addicted, and also, though, you got to get it in your head that you want to quit. And I read a book. It's by Dwayne Dyer, Control Within. And I know that helped me quit.
I've seen some of the Wayne Dyer books. In many cases, you're better off lighting them on fire than the cigarette. But
yeah, that's right. You're right. You're exactly right.
But I'm glad you kicked it, Gerard. I'm glad you're still off it. Thanks for calling. Ted, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. I used an e-cigarette to quit smoking, and I pitched the e-cigarette last November. I started off, you just get these bottles of this stuff. And first one I got was like 22. It was way too strong. It gets you high. So I got the 16, then went down to the 8, went down to the 4, and then got some with nothing, that had absolutely nothing in it. It was just a flavor.
Yep.
And after about a month of sucking on that, I said, why am I doing this? There's nothing in here. And I finished it and haven't smoked since. Haven't even thought about it, but it did help me.
So
I think it was hand-mouth thing. And the whole nine yards, it just helped all the way through.
Whatever happened to the whole nicotine gum thing, like Nicorette? Is that still around? Are people still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it tastes like, it's this bad.
It tastes like nicotine gum.
Yes. Yeah, and this is the only thing that's worked for me. And I smoked for 43 years. And I've tried the patch. I've tried the, they had a little cigarette the doctor could order you, same thing, your inhale of nicotine. Chantix. All that does is have you think you have weird dreams. But the e-cigarette worked. But say now it's nothing. It's like after a while, it's when I pitch it. I'm tired of it.
Maybe the Nicorette people missed, and whoever else makes nicotine gum, I don't know, but maybe they missed out on something. If they had mint-flavored Nicorette and chocolate Nicorette and apple and strawberry and bubblegum-flavored Nicorette,
that probably tasted good.
Would have made a difference.
Would have definitely made a difference in their bottom line. I'm glad you called, Ted. Thanks.
Bye.
Marcia, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Oh. Hi.
Hi.
I just got out of the car, so I didn't hear you for a while, but I wonder if somebody mentioned that they're not allowed to have those at Busch Stadium.
Really?
Yes. We were there this summer in August, and someone down the row from us had one, and I didn't find it offensive. I'm an ex-smoker, and I didn't find it offensive. But somebody else did, and the girl argued with the usher, and he said there is no smoking products at all in Busch Stadium. So I thought you might want to hear that.
Is that throughout Busch Stadium, or do they have smoking areas? I don't know.
Well, you go out. You can go out a certain gate and smoke.
Uh-huh.
And so you would have to do that, leave your seat and go out. I don't know what gates it is anymore, but I don't know what they are, but... Yeah, isn't that something?
I wonder why they went to the ban on e-cigarettes as well. I'm going to guess that the reason is it's just easier on the ushers,
I think you're right, because they are kind of deceiving from a distance. You're not quite sure, though you don't really smell it.
Yep.
And she said, well, I didn't know that. And he said, well, that's true. It's the way it is all throughout Busch Stadium. So,
all right. Anyway. Marcia, thanks for the information. I appreciate it.
You do.
All right, thanks.
If you take a big, I mean, if you watch these guys, I mean, you can actually blow enough smoke out to make it look like you're smoking a real cigarette.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think it's very deceiving to people.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're one of the ushers there, or you were somebody
you don't know,
somebody works in the office, you're walking down the hall and you see smoke coming up across the top of the cubicle. Oh, Jenkins is at it again. And you go over, no, boss, I'm using one of the e-cigarettes.
Yeah, right.
I can see why.
Now, with her point there, though, Paul, what about chewing tobacco? I mean, which you could be a bit more covert with. I mean, it's just as gross, but it is a tobacco product, which has had a longstanding relationship with baseball.
Yes.
So what if I was to go there and, you know, spit in a cup?
Well, she didn't say that they banned tobacco products. She said she said they banned smoking products.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Okay.
I don't imagine that with the number of baseball players who are chewing tobacco in the dugout and spitting all over the field, I don't recall hearing anything about Major League Baseball saying we're going to get rid of that, so it'd be kind of hypocritical to make the people in the stands do it. Gene, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. It's interesting that Marcia brought up about Busch Stadium because I was going to tell you I'm a longtime season ticket holder, and there is no smoking allowed in Busch Stadium, whether it's e-cigarettes or regular cigarettes, but to what you were just discussing, tobacco products of any kind are not permitted. So if you are chewing in Busch Stadium, they ask you to not do that.
Now, I know a bunch of people who still chew, which, by the way, if you were going to make a list of disgusting habits, I'm sorry, you tobacco chewers, this one is way, way up there. The fact
right.
that
there are people that do it, and unless the usher sees them, they do it, and the sometimes there's some people that are so rude as they don't spit into a cup, and you know it's really quite bad.
See, now that to me would fall under the no spitting rule. But if you've got a bottle or a cup there and you're doing it into that and nobody else has to see that, see, here's the problem I've had. I was going to say, some of these guys who I know who do it, you know, they put a pinch in there between the cheek and the gum, and then every 15 or 20 seconds they've got to spit it out, and they're always doing it into a clear bottle. So everybody else ends up seeing this stuff that they're spitting out. And,
I know. And as a longtime season ticket holder, I've seen pretty much all the habits. So.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the e-cigarettes, I don't know much about them, and this is an interesting discussion, but I have had a long experience with tobacco cessation when years ago I was an elected official in a city, and the mayor wanted to ban the employees from smoking. And I said, well, you can't just ban them overnight. So what I did is proposed a cessation class for all the employees and their spouses. And so we did have a number of employees who quit that way, and it was helpful. Plus, it gave them time to not smoke at work or in their police cars and so on.
Yeah.
Then as an elected official in another city when I moved years ago, I worked in a West County community with a large group of students that came up and approached the council about eliminating the smoking in public places.
Mm-hmm.
And the young people are so influential on these decisions. A lot of the elected officials said, oh, those are kids and they don't vote and they don't pay taxes. Well, the kids really influence what the parents do, let me tell you. And so I was very proud of the fact that these young people, along with myself and a few other people, and then many of the American Heart, Lung, and Cancer Associations, we worked and passed out information. And when a vote was taken in St. Louis County, and people told me not to do it because it would be, I would be unseated, but the main thing is in West County, there was a 71% approval to eliminate smoking in all public places.
Yeah.
And even in parks. So the e-cigarette thing is very interesting. And I'm very excited to hear that that man quit smoking. But on the flip side, I think you brought up a really good point about how it used to be cool. Well, now people are turning back to that to be cool.
Yeah, I think you have a certain number of people who are going to e-cigarettes because they do truly want to quit smoking, and they've tried 1,000 times and it hasn't worked, so this is the new thing that they're going to try, and hopefully it'll work for them. But I also do think, and this is probably a generational thing, and this starts younger, I think, there will be a younger generation that will be adapting this because it's kind of a new technology. They're the ones who would never smoke a cigarette, but because they know friends who are doing this, and because at the end of the day they don't stink like a cigarette, I think you got a lot of people who are jumping on that bandwagon, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the course of the next year or so. Gene, I'm glad you called. I want to get one more caller in here. I'm glad you got in. Here's Bob on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, Bob. This is Bob.
Hi.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
I'm Danny Tim.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anyway, what I'd like to know, and I'd like your input put on this, I smoke the vapor deal, you know.
Yep.
And I'm a cancer recipient. And what I'd like to know is, you know, all these other places, even outdoor, they want to quit the smoking, which is great. But you can go into the casinos and smoke anywhere.
Yeah.
That's what's weird. And I would just, you know, I'm going to hang up, and I would love your input on this.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad you called. I go to the casino a couple of times a week because I play poker. And I'm never in the poker rooms are all smoke free in all the St. Louis area casinos. And in fact, almost every poker room I've played in any place around the country, the poker room's always smoke free. But you got to walk through the rest of the casino where it's all smoky. Now, I've been doing it for so long that I'm almost immune to it because it's only maybe 30 or 60 seconds to get from the entrance to the poker room, and then I'm smoke free for the rest of the time I'm there, and then another 30 or 60 seconds on the way out. But my daughter has a very sensitive nose, and when I would come home some nights and she'd still be awake, she would come up and give me a hug. Oh, Dad, you smell like smoke.
Wow.
Yeah, even to that point. You can thank the lobbyists for the casinos and some of the bars in the county for keeping it that way. It's 3:55 at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Tim, how are the roads?
All right, they've cleared the accident southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway, but it didn't take long to jam up from just south of Page all the way down through Highway 40. Looking at some slow traffic on westbound 40, Hampton through McCausland. Starting to get busy now between 270 and Mason. Southbound 270, heavier between Olive and Ladue. Just busy between Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And if you are coming in on eastbound 70, starting to jam up as you approach Salisbury through westbound 44 to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Chevrolet. It's Chevy President's Day. Stop into your local Chevy dealer to check out favorites like the 2014 Silverado, Cruze, Malibu, or Equinox, and take advantage of President's Day cash today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Desk, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
American Eagle Credit Union is celebrating their 75th anniversary and the grand opening of their newest branch at Blue Springs Plaza at the corner of Greenmount Road and Frank Scott Parkway in Shiloh. To kick off the celebration, McGraw-Millhaven and Kelly Jackson will be broadcasting live at the Shiloh branch this Friday. And on Saturday, the celebration continues beginning at 9 a.m. Meet Cardinal Hall of Famer Lou Brock from 9:30 till 11:30. Join McGraw and Kelly this Friday and Lou Brock on Saturday at the American Eagle Credit Union in Shiloh.
Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches on the Big Island, overlooking the majestic but gentle volcanoes on Maui. If you have ever dreamed of visiting Hawaii, this is the trip to take with YMT Vacations, offering monthly departures to paradise. Experience the warm tropical breezes like no other place on earth. Let YMT personally escort you through Hawaii on their 13-day four-island tour. Prices start at only $1,748, which includes taxes, inter-island airfare, beautiful hotels, and escorted sightseeing on every island. Explore Pearl Harbor, the Wailua River, Fern Grotto, and so much more. Call YMT Vacations today at 1-888-817-8360. Low-cost airfare is available, too. That's 1-888-817-8360.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Did you know that computers, phones, or tablets can strain your eyes? Think about getting a yearly eye exam. Find an eye doctor at thinkaboutyoureyes.com.
It's Frank, taking a very rare day off. Just want to remind all of you that for 21 years, American Equity Mortgage has put thousands of people in homes, providing them the mortgages for those homes, and has saved thousands of other people lots of money by getting them out of bad debt and showing them what good debt was. Good debt is money you can borrow at a reasonable interest rate, not a ridiculous interest rate. Credit card debt, and that's what it is, debt. When you use your credit cards, you're borrowing money. You either pay it back right away at the end of every month or you make minimum payments. And when you make minimum payments, you're paying a tremendous amount of interest. And they'd love for you to keep doing that for the rest of your life. Don't do that. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to. You have equity in your home, and American Equity Mortgage will show you what a bill consolidation loan is all about. And you renters, rates are still low, still some good deals out there on some properties, some houses. My goodness, stop renting and start getting a tax deduction and something that will appreciate. They can help you with that, too. Go to AmericanEquity.com or call 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Cahokia, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.